Emerson wrote of friendship, "The only way to have a friend is to be one." Friendship is love in action. It is reaching out to folks with a cheery smile, friendly words, or a gentle touch. It's seeing the best in people, not the worst. It's putting words like, "I love you," or "May I help you," into action. It's a warm handshake, a comforting hug, or just being there when you're needed. Friendship means caring and sharing of both the joys and the sorrows. It means being tolerant of another's faults and imperfections. Aristotle said that a true friend is one soul in two bodies. With a friend, you can be real. You don't have to wear a false persona. One of the nicest things about friends is that there is no limit to the number that we can have. Friends aren't like calories. They need not be counted and restricted. The only impediment to forming friendships with the people we meet is ourselves. I know there are many people that say you should never talk to strangers. It's too dangerous. It's asking for trouble. We've all heard the arguments. However, I think that time, circumstances, and good old-fashioned common sense are the determinants about how we react to new faces that come within our sphere. For years, the telephone company told us in their advertising campaigns to reach out and touch someone. Good advice. Why not expand that suggestion and reach out and touch both an old friend and make a new one today? This is Bill Hostler with today's key to confident living.